Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne here on Life Coach Radio Network. I am super excited that you have all chosen to spend an hour with us today here on the Life Coach Radio Network. I am Leanne Parsons, like I said, the Walk Your Talk coach with Legacy Now Lived. And I am very privileged to be here with you. I come to you live 2 times at a minimum every month on my own programming here on Life Coach Radio Network. And I am also have the opportunity of joining other coaches on International Life Coach Radio as well as the Life Coach Chat channel. So I really want to welcome each one of you and invite you to visit our website. Our radio website is lifecoachradionetwork.com, and you can find out more about all of our over 20 coaches here on the network who bring shows to you each and every day to inspire, encourage, and challenge you in really walking into the life that you were created to live. And it's just super fun to be here with you. We are in October. Can you believe it? It is Thursday, October the 2nd of 2014, and I am super excited that we have stepped out of September, as I like to call it, and we are stomping right into October, into the last quarter of the month. And here in my town of Los Alamos, New Mexico, this month is the start or the end of the fiscal year, and so this town is hopping. The National Lab has a lot going on, and the hustle and bustle in the city is fun and alive and full of energy, and I'm grateful to be part of this community. And today, as you all know, those of you who have been following me for a while now, I just warmly welcome you back. And to those of you who are new to our program today, I extend an incredibly warm welcome to you, and thank you so much for being here today. For those of you that have been following me for a while, you know that I love to keep my eyes and ears out. And I look in my community, whether it's here locally in Los Alamos, New Mexico, or around the globe, internet included, for people that I really see walking their talk and living their passion and really leaving a legacy. They're living their legacy today instead of waiting for tomorrow. And I have found one such friend and woman, and she is joining me today. And I am so incredibly honored to introduce each and every one of you to my friend Sandra Walston. Sandra is an amazing woman. She is an author. She is a speaker. She is a coach. She is a courage expert, ladies and gentlemen. And she has agreed to share with us live today on Walk Your Talk with Leanne all about courage and this virtue that has really kind of been hidden or perhaps misunderstood or underrepresented in our public and private lives. And so without any further ado, I want to welcome Sandra to my radio program. Sandra, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Well, I've been waiting only 2 months for this time period, so I'm also excited.
I love that. Oh, we had the opportunity. I had a dear friend of mine introduce me to you, Sandra, and your website a few months back, and I was so taken and so drawn to your message and your heart that you have for these hidden virtues, especially courage. And was really led to reach out to you and have just so enjoyed our connection ever since then. And I, too, have been waiting a couple of months to bring you here live with me. You have had a busy couple of months, you know, speaking into another passion that I have. So why don't you share with our listeners real quick a little bit about you and what you've been up to?
Well, one of my passions, of course, is only to awaken people, particularly women, but around the world, to the critical value of courage. So, you know, it's a small vision to manifest just around, you know, internationally. And I do that by conducting training on courageous leadership. I teach it also at the University of Denver. In a particular program, I'm known as the Courage Expert, and I also do keynote speaking. So it's usually courageous leadership, an inside job, or courageous leadership. Do you demonstrate it, or are you stuck? And it's a privilege when I'm invited, such as being with you, to speak on what I have manifested as the passion in my life.
I love that. And then you have actually, even this past couple of weeks, I think I remember, you have been volunteering some of your time with hospice, doing an exhibit up in the Denver area, right?
Yes, I am a Denver hospice volunteer. Generally, I'm in what's called an 11th hour, where people who are in the last 10% stage of their life, who do not have any family or friends to sit with them, I do that, and I decided in September and October I would volunteer at our annual or biannual fundraiser for our mask project. So yes, that's been fun and certainly a different energy than sitting with people who are getting ready to, spirits are getting ready to transition.
Wow, that's just a huge privilege. That takes a tremendous amount of courage for each person to reach out, as well as for hospice volunteers to really step into that arena. I have had experiences in my world with hospice and have been so blessed by the hospice workers that I have been privileged to know and to see them serve our family and friends. And so thank you for that additional part of what you do and sharing that little piece of your life with us here on the air. You know, I love it on my show. I am inviting all of our listeners to join Sandra and I. You know, I've got my cup of mocha here. It started off a little bit cool here in New Mexico this morning. I think we were about 40 degrees, Sandra. I don't know what you guys were up in Denver, but it had a little bit of a crisp brisk to the air this morning. So I'm still kind of enjoying a little bit of a warm beverage sitting here at my desk with a mocha. And so I'm excited to be able to share all of that and just, you know, really walk with you, Sandra, into this, the virtue of courage, and really help explore this topic. And, you know, there's been a lot of interest around this. When I had shared with a few of my coaching colleagues that I had met you and was really enjoying our connection, you know, a few of them had heard about you, and they're like, wow, I know this woman. I can't wait for your show on Thursday so I can sit and learn more from both of you. And so super privileged that you're here. And before we step into talking about courage being an inside job, Sandra, I want to offer up a phone number to our listeners. Listeners, if you would like to call in and share a thought or a question or, you know, just a consideration with either Sandra or myself, Leanne, I invite you to call in at 646-716-9397 and share your heart and your questions with us. We would love to have you do that. And so, Sandra, you know, I would love, you know, as we dive into this great topic, we all hear the word courage. You know, it floats around in our world. We've seen it. One of my most favorite movies that has ever been made was The Wizard of Oz. As a child, I watched it every year. They used to show it every year on television when I was growing up in the Midwest. And, you know, being a sister city to Kansas up in Minnesota where I grew up, it was a big deal. We understood tornadoes. We understood the woods. We understood little roads and paths that we could take through our communities. And I loved the lion. I loved how he was vulnerable and he showed us and gave us a glimpse into courage. But for some of us, our belief and our understanding of courage stopped short of what courage really means. So, Sandra, I would love it if you could help us pick apart this word a little bit and tell us, what does the word courage really mean?
Well, all of my work is based on awakening people to the etymology of the word, and it's actually medieval Old French courage, meaning heart and spirit. So when you're really walking on the yellow brick road, what we want to be able to be a keen observer about is whether or not we are walking in our true self or we have fallen into a pothole on the yellow brick road into our false self. And the way the false self shows up is generally with an undermining of the ego that keeps us from speaking up. So we swallow our voice or we don't make a decision that keeps our boundaries, so we sell our soul, or we look at our life is filled with a lot of regrets. So we all get stuck into a pothole on the yellow brick road. That's okay. Growth occurs there. The issue is, how long does it take you to get out, and what tools do you actually use to self-lead in that inner consciousness to be able to get yourself out and stay true to yourself on that road? And the cowardly lion, you know, he really reflected how he had very little self-esteem and also an enormous amount of fear. And unfortunately, in our culture, based upon dualities, we tend to think that courage and fear are the same, that I can't have courage unless my knees are shaking and my teeth are chattering. And that's just not the case. Courage coming from your heart and spirit is an example that you do declare your boundaries, or perhaps you manifest a vision or your passion, Leanne, of people who have given their children up for adoption.
You know, Sandra, I love that you brought that up. You know, when you were talking about false self, you know, and the courage is the ability to walk in our true self, you know, that's part of why I'm the Walk Your Talk coach, right? And, you know, I just love that whole place where we can really journey into a really walking in our true selves. And that was, I spent a lot of my life, to be honest, Sandra, not walking in my true self. And that's what really led me into coaching. I did keep myself from speaking up out of fear or insecurities, right? I did have trouble making decisions, and I did have some regrets in my own personal life. And, you know, I appreciate that you brought up my passion. I do work within the tapestry of adoption, that I like to call it, in the coaching realm. I love to walk with families whose lives have been touched by adoption. I am an adoptee myself, who has been in reunion with my biological family now for half of my life. And I also serve the families that have adopted, as well as birth parents that have placed children for adoption and really trying to walk in their truth after something like that happened. And so when I think of your definition about courage and putting courage into, you know, a perspective where we can all understand, right? Like you said, getting back to that etymology of the word, the important root of it. I talk a lot, Sandra, with my clients about really living in their core. And one of those is committing to their truth and being able to communicate with that voice of their truth. And I really hear that coming out in what you were saying. And when I hear you share, Sandra, I hear a tremendous amount of passion in your voice around this topic. And so, you know, I can look back on my life and I go, oh, yeah, I can identify every one of the things you just said. I was totally in that place in a lack of courage. And I'm very grateful that there have been some defining moments in my life where I was able to let those go and really start walking into my true self and giving up some of those insecurities. What defining moment in your life happened for courage to become where you have planted your flag and given your life's work to it?
Well, I can't really say that. I think there's many defining moments in our life. And when I'm doing a training program or teaching this, I guide people through a courage portrait so they can begin to benchmark those steps in their life that define who they are. And then I have a concrete tool that can be applied to, well, this took the courage to be vulnerable, or this was the courage to take a risk, or this was the courage to manifest a vision, or this was the courage of my self-esteem, or my convictions and values, or my faith. So there's actually 12 behaviors of courage. If you look at, was there a defining moment on your journey thus far in your life, and it doesn't have anything to do with age, because young people can have quite a number of defining moments or benchmarks or things that galvanize their life. And if you look at one that continues to resonate out of that list, then I would say when I chose to give my son up for adoption, That was a very huge defining moment in my life. I took all of the actions that I felt were required to approve of the family, who they were, what they did. They had already one adopted child. I had a lawyer that manifested everything, and I knew in my heart that at the time I was doing the right thing. When you look back, what's critical is, do you have any regrets about your conscious choice at that time? And as a fairly young person, I don't have any regrets, which means I know I made the right decision. So, but there have been other defining moments that occurred in my life, such as what launched my passion and my understanding of courage, initially awakening women to the feminine behaviors of courage, and then now non-gender, with my third book, Non-Gender Courageous Leadership. So there's several defining moments. Some can be very in the subconscious that require more reflection, such as something your grandmother said to you or something your sixth grade teacher said to you. And so it remains in your subconscious, and hopefully if it's positive, remains positive. But if it's more undermining in the psychic, then it will perpetuate one on their false self.
That's huge. And, you know, you had brought up, and thank you for sharing that intimate detail with us here live on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. I am very honored and humbled that you shared part of your story. And that is part of, I think, why you and I were drawn to each other to connect. And it was kind of fun, Sandra, because when I first reached out to you, I did not know that your life had been touched by adoption in such an intimate and personal way. And, you know, when we had our first conversation, it kind of bubbled out in both of our time sharing our stories. And I just felt an even stronger connection with you just because of your openness and vulnerability in this topic. And, you know, so we are very honored that you shared that. And thank you for giving us that glimpse into your heart. And, you know, you talked about coming to a place of conscious choice and looking back and not seeing regrets based on your choices, and that allows you to step into courage. You know, I talked a lot, I'm coining the phrase conscious adoption, because we have an opportunity to walk into adoption or whatever decisions that we are making, right, in our lives that impact us and so many others. We have the ability and the choice and the privilege to walk into it fully conscious, or we can walk into it half asleep. And it sounds like when you were younger, you walked into your decision consciously, and you've been able to kind of put those pieces together in all the different defining moments of your life to really help you hone in on your message and this message of courage that's so incredibly important and impactful. And it takes a lot of courage to reflect. It takes a lot
Reflection represents a higher integral level of courage consciousness. Most of us do not take the time to stop and reflect. And that stopping and reflecting can just be taking 10 minutes to reflect on an email that perhaps has a sensitive issue to it, to just not sending it until the next day. A reflection can mean some form of meditation, some form of contemplation. But most of us don't take the time to really stop and reflect. The preference for a lower level of courage consciousness is, to go back to Dorothy, is that, you know, it's falling asleep in the poppy field. When we fall asleep in the poppy field, we've just fallen asleep to the scripts in our life, to the scripts that represent our false self, to the stories that we're attached to that generally will create suffering. And then it becomes like a bad version of Groundhog Day. We just keep doing it and doing it and doing it.
I love that. So true. So true. And, you know, we had coined the title of our show, one of your favorite titles, and that is Courage is an Inside Job. And so, Sandra, that title spoke to a lot of people who reached out to me ahead of our radio program today. And I would like for you to tell us a little bit more about what you mean by the phrase an inside job.
Well, by an inside job, it means that it's, for example, in work, there's so much of a topic around, are you a good leader, and what is a leader and what is a manager? Well, those are two different things. As a leader, I may take classes to learn to negotiate. I may take classes to learn to understand diversity. I may take classes to learn how to delegate better. But really where it comes from is as an introspection of, who am I really in self-leading myself? Do I react the same way to situations? Do I have a script that reacts? So it becomes more of a conscious, internal consciousness, not so much about my skills, but about my heart. Because everything we say, for example, in communication, leaves a cellular structure and impact in that person. So I always, one of my little models is to make courage your daily legacy. How is it that you're touching people? How are you self-leading? What is the memory that they go home with? What are the stories that they say about you? Maybe it's the voice tone. Maybe it's that they acknowledge the courage, that they had the courage to use the word courage and knew how to say, wow, I admired your courage to speak up in our staff meeting this morning. Or maybe it's that courageous conversation that most of us are withholding, that we haven't had the courage to have with someone, let's say in our personal life, because we're waiting for the, quote, right moment. And really what it is an undermining of the ego, just not having either linguistic skills or the courage to be vulnerable to have that conversation. I'm a linguistics coach, a certified Neufeld coach. So we're more steeped in linguistics, and perhaps I understand the language of courage a little bit more, which actually I have an article on my website if someone was interested. So it's really looking at the point of where we've fallen asleep in the poppy field.
Oh, I love that. Oh, thank you. That is so encouraging to me. And, you know, there's that word, right? Encourage. There's courage and encouragement. And really honored that you share that. And, you know, it's so fun because you're a linguistic coach trained by Neufeld, and I have other Neufeld coaches I just absolutely love here in New Mexico that I've had the privilege of meeting through the ICF here, which is the International Coaching Federation, for those of you who don't know what that acronym stands for. And I really appreciated their ability to communicate as well as yours. And you know what's kind of fun is I am an IPEC-trained coach, and we are trained in the core energy coaching process. And so when you were sharing about the courage and the fears and the stresses that really affect us at the cellular level, I really get that. That's part of that whole core energy coaching process that I've been trained in. And you know what I appreciate as well about our connections? There's just so many beautiful threads that weave our hearts together, Sandra, where we just totally feed off of each other and that energy. I love it. And you had said in your book that I am looking right now at your book. It's called Courage, the Heart and Spirit of Every Woman, Reclaiming the Forgotten Virtue. And I really enjoyed reading your book. And on page 6 of your introduction, when I was reading your book these last few weeks, this really stuck me, and I had to star it. And it really resonated deeply with me based on what you just shared and based on my training as a coach. You say on paragraph 2, it says, by fusing courage with their innate energy, all women can enhance their ability to act from their hearts. When confronted with a choice, you can consciously call courage as a guiding force. And that just really speaks to my heart in such a huge way, and it encapsulates what we have been talking about right for these last 20 minutes or so. It talks about authentically walking into our true self, acknowledging our heart and our spirit, realizing that how we project ourselves and what we're putting out there is either going to encourage other people and cause us to have that conscious place where we are free to reflect and give permission to other people to do the same. And so that's super encouraging to me and very inspiring as we're having this conversation. And you know what I would love to ask you is what do you, with all of this empowerment around this work, with reintroducing people, especially women, to this concept of what courage really is, Sandra, what are the hindrances that keep us, our culture, maybe our gender, from claiming and perceiving everyday courage?
Well, first of all, let me say, out of the book that you read, my first book that relates to women, my first two books relate to women, and the third is non-gender, only 11% of women perceive themselves as courageous. Women would prefer to refer to themselves or to other women as bold, gutsy, brazen, aggressive, those types of words. But the word courage is a big word. And what is the hindrance to that is that our culture relates to the sensational, the amazing, the tragic, the scandalous. Well, if that's what we see on the media, then that will totally discount all of the defining moments in my courage portrait and the journey of my life. So because I haven't done anything that's sensational, amazing, tragic, or scandalous, or at least not anything I'm willing to share on your show. So if you think about that, and also when I ask people, whether it's in a group of 20 or a group of 800 that I'm speaking to, how many of you were raised with some virtues, you know, they all raise their hand. And then I'll say, shout out. Well, like what? And Leanne, they all say the same too: integrity and honesty. And then they'll get into practice the golden rule, work hard. Well, those are values. And then I'll ask, how many of you grew up, whatever your environment was, doesn't matter, where you naturally heard the word courage? And no one ever raises their hand. And the reason for that is that our culture has made it a big word, and we tend to migrate courage into bravery. And we're more comfortable using bravery, but bravery means more physical courage and valor. And my work does not focus on physical courage, such as saving a drowning child or running in front of a truck or throwing yourself on a grenade or something. So there's a whole mystique in why we don't use this word, why it's such a big word.
Yeah, excellent. Very great awareness for us. And I'm sure our listeners, you know, you might be hearing this stuff for the first time. And I know when I picked up Sandra's book and spent time on her website, I was very inspired to learn more. It gave me a thirst and a hunger for learning more about this virtue. You know, Sandra, I purchased a book when our kids were little. It was real popular back in, 25 years ago. And that was, I believe it was Bennett's book on the Book of Virtues. And I don't know if you remember that book, but it's interesting when we break down virtues as opposed to, what did you say? You said values, right? Virtues are different than values. Two V words, but very different.
Yes, absolutely. Most people are able to relate to values, but when I then show them a handout of a list of virtues, and then I'll say, circle the virtues that you feel represent your core, to use your word core, or in Latin the word core is heart, then they begin to see, you know, what a list of virtues really look like. For example, an example of higher integral level of courage consciousness would be where courage meets grace. Grace is a virtue, and when you're able to communicate in a way where courage meets grace, then you're at a higher understanding of consciousness about yourself. When you're able to self-observe to say, wow, why did I just swallow my voice? Wow, why am I putting off this conversation? Wow, why am I staying in this job that makes my spirit, makes me feel dispirited and I go home and eat a box of chocolates or drink two martinis? Why, and you begin to question, you know, where you're lacking in your courage, then my source wheel diagram that's actually on my website under my first book, you can begin to say, well, this is where I need the courage to manifest a vision. Most of the time we're stuck in a script. most of the time the ego would prefer to keep us in suffering so that we don't take any real action. But courage is about taking action.
Excellent. Well, on that note, Sandra, would you please share with us the address to your website? Because I am sure this is sparking a lot of curiosity in our listeners right now. And so before we take our little commercial break here, I would love it if you could share the address to your website so our listeners could jump right on over there if they want to.
Well, thank you, Leanne. And I will say a caveat right now that 99% of people do not get my name right. So my website is my name, www.sandrawalston.com. And my books are featured on that under books. All three are highlighted under the title books. And then there's also a bevy of articles under articles on courageous leadership if anybody really wants to extend some kind of, as to use your word, which is so critical, curiosity to wonder where they might, their blind spots might be in courage, and where they're, where they might be weighted or more skilled in understanding courage.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And I encourage you, listeners, this is coming straight from the Walk Your Talk coach, Leanne Parsons, to you. You will be blessed and receive tremendous amount of benefit by getting to know this very courageous, wise, brilliant woman, Sandra Walston. So I encourage you to jump over there. Like I shared at the beginning of our program, I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach with Legacy Now Lives, and I am part of a team of over 20 coaches here on Life Coach Radio Network that come to you each and every day and bring different shows. We have free life coaching opportunities here on the radio network. We also have shows on almost every topic you could imagine. You could Google us and find out all kinds of great things. All of our shows are archived on iTunes. This show will be no different. It will be there for you. You can also find this show and many others on the Life Coach Radio Network Facebook page. We are on Twitter. We are on LinkedIn. And you can find me in all of those places as well under Leanne Parsons and Leanne the Coach. And so I want to share with you some upcoming programs that we have here on Life Coach Radio Network, and encourage you to tune your dials in. On the 6th, I will be on again on October 6th, which is a Monday at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and I'm going to be on the Life Coach Chat Channel with two other fabulous coaches, and I want you to stay tuned, and please visit me on my Facebook page to find out more about this show. It is going to be absolutely fabulous, and it's all yet to be revealed, and so I encourage you to stay tuned for that. Also, on the 4th of October, please join DIY for Your Soul at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on the 5th of October at 9 p.m., please mark your calendars for Mark My Words with coach, life and business coach Mark Schall, and you will be incredibly encouraged by their programming as well. And so thank you for that little commercial break. And I also want to thank Audible.com. Our Life Coach Radio Network is now being sponsored by Audible.com, which is where you can hear some of your favorite books read to you. And as a gift from Life Coach Radio Network, we offer to our listeners one free month, I believe, or one free book from Audible.com by going to audible.com/Life Coach Radio Network, and you can find out more information on that. And we thank you, Audible, for jumping on with us and supporting us. You know, it's kind of neat, Sandra, when each one of us life coaches decided to step into this network and do something totally different. It took all of us a tremendous amount of courage because really nobody was doing that. There wasn't a Life Coach Radio Network. And here we are stepping into a new arena, and to have Audible take notice of us is kind of fun, and to gain the listener base that we have been able to experience this last year has been a tremendous blessing to each one of us coaches here on the network. And so I'm real happy to introduce you again in the second half of the hour here. Listeners, I am joined today by courage expert Sandra Walston, from the beautiful state of Colorado. And Sandra, again, welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne as we walk into courage being an inside job.
Thank you. It's great to, where's the time going? This is just wonderful. Thank you so much, Leanne, for perceiving value in my passion and my life's journey.
Oh, it is indeed my privilege and my honor to spend time with you. And, you know, I had shared a quote from your Courage book, your first book that was on page 6. And right next to that, I'd love to open up the second half of our show together today. You have a beautiful acronym for courage. And on page 7, it says, courage teaches women how to tap into their own reservoirs of courage to live their lives more fully. And Sandra, I would really appreciate it if you would share with us. So ladies and gentlemen, get out your pens or pencils and a piece of paper, because you're going to want to write down this acronym that I'm going to graciously ask Sandra to share with us from page 7 of your book.
You know, I don't have my book in front of me, so I'll have to ask you to do it.
Oh, I can do that, because I do have your lovely book in front of me, and I'm happy to do that. And so I love your honesty. Isn't this so fun? We can be so real. And live radio, you never know kind of what's going to happen. And I threw that question at you, so way to be brave. No, courageous. And be honest with me.
Not the word brave, because I don't have any valor, and there was nothing about physical courage. When I do radio, I just stay very, very focused on the conversation, and so that's why I don't have my book. And you know, because that book is also represents the first 5 years of my research that focuses on awakening the other 89% of women who do not perceive themselves as courageous. It's kind of now at 21 years of research, I'm kind of, you know, into the whole gamut of both genders and including teenagers. So,
wow, I love it, because we all need it. We all need courage, and we all need to understand what that core of courage really looks like. And so your acronym is Courage Opens Untapped reservoirs and generates energy, trademarked by you, I imagine.
Yes. Well, and if you look at energy, a lot of people think, oh, well, she talks faster, she walks faster, he does this fast or whatever. And by the word energy, I'm actually meaning that the word virtue, literally the word virtue in Latin is vers, V-I-R-S, and it means energy. So it's really about being able to pluck and apply the 12 behaviors of courage, so that when you find that you're stuck in a situation, such as not speaking up or getting to a higher level of courage consciousness, which is then noting consciously, like, wow, why didn't I speak up? And then the next level, what is the script that I'm saying, which is probably like, well, I may look stupid. What if everybody else says, yeah, we already know that. What is keeping me from that? And I think it's important to realize that out of what we all know, that there are the three biggest fears everybody knows is public speaking. Everybody knows that one. And some will say death and taxes, so we can say death. And then the other one that many times undermines us, the third fear is rejection. So generally there's always some form of script in there of being worried that I'll be rejected or undermined in some way.
Mm-hmm. And that's so great that you brought that up. You know, within the tapestry of adoption that I work in, rejection is one of the top 7 concerns for those of us within the tapestry of adoption. I think a lot of us struggle, and a lot of my listeners are within this community as well. And, you know, so I really do, I'm very grateful to you that you did bring up those top 3 fears, because those can rob us of our courage, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Or cause our courage to be put right under the staircase and really release that. And, you know, I'm very intrigued when you shared, Sandra, about virtue and the root word and how that ties to energy. And, you know, in my core energy coaching process, we talk a lot about catabolic and anabolic energy. And the catabolic is the one that attacks us at the cellular level, and it's more destructive to us, and that anabolic is more building. And so when you think of these virtues of courage, and you've made reference on our radio program together today about the 12, was it characteristics or levels of courage?
Well, it's called the 12 behaviors of courage that was extracted from my years of research. And when you're able to distinguish them, such as this is where I need to have the courage to take a risk, this is where I have to have the courage to face a fear, this is where I have to have the courage to stand in my convictions, this is where I have to have the courage to speak up and potentially walk away from a bad situation. Just having the linguistics and the ability to define that then keeps your reservoir full rather than low.
Ooh, that's so good. And so that's where, when you had shared that acronym, the courage opens up untapped reservoirs, right? And then generates that energy. I love that. And so what, you know, when I think of a reservoir, I grew up in Minnesota, and we had lakes, you know, that's the land of, you know, 10,000 lakes plus. There's water everywhere. When I lived in Colorado, we had a beautiful reservoir up in the Fort Collins area called Horsetooth Reservoir. And they're all fed by something, and something dams them up. And so in the courageous world, Sandra, with all of your years of research and knowledge, what dams up our reservoirs? You had mentioned insecurity. What else can you share with us that prevents that inner peace, that core of us, from walking into our courage?
That we don't live in the present, that we don't take time to stop and reflect and live in the present. We grew up for eons in a linear world where if I do A, I'm going to get B, and B will get me C. And the only thing that really is in the present is just right now, and it's A. And so if we live in that as compared to observing in ourselves all of the chatter that keeps us from not sleeping well, that causes us suffering and anxiety, then we can begin to say, this is what it is, this is what it is right now. But that really requires going back to what we started, time to reflect, or time to create some form of meditation or contemplation. I mean, I confess to you, and confessing is a cousin to courage. There are 12 cousins to courage, and they all start with a C, that I am a practicing contemplative. So I have a form of meditation that I've done for over 15 years. And since I am a recovering type A, it has really helped me to be able just to be in A. For example, I used to, back in the day before we had PDFs, I would get asked about a speaking opportunity, and you have to send out a packet, and I'd send out the packet, and I'd be so excited, like, maybe this is it, maybe this will be my big break, maybe this will be it, and waiting for it to get back, and then I'd have to deal with my issue, which would be disappointment. Now, whatever the request is, or the form of request, it doesn't really matter, I do A, and I let it go. And for example, my first book that you have was picked out of three books who were recorded for the blind and the dyslexic. And when they called to tell me that my book had been picked, one of the three, I had no idea how they had my book. I thought, wow, this is such a gift and such a blessing, and I'm so honored, and I got to go in and actually record a little bit of it and see how that is done. And I realized that I must have done the A, and I did what I practice. I let go. I don't want to get caught in suffering of expectations. And expectations, which is one of my articles on my website, expectations is a courage killer.
Yes, it sure is. And, you know, I have to be honest, too. I can confess, I carried a lot of expectations around earlier in my life. I had expectations on others and expectations on myself. And I sometimes those expectations really clouded my thinking. They certainly clouded me being fully present in the moment. And so thank you for pulling back the curtain on that. And, you know, when you were talking, Sandra, about letting go, one phrase that really resonates with me that I talk with my clients about, as well as when I'm self-coaching to get myself over a hump that oftentimes can come into my world, I hang on to this phrase: to let go is not to deny, but to accept. And so when I heard you sharing about, you know, speaking proposals and different things, and if one of the top three fears that every person has is of rejection, holy cow, that powerful piece of letting go is not denying, but accepting what is. We don't need to scold ourselves or argue with others, but we can search out what's really there for me to learn and experience, as opposed to try and figure everything out, or where we can oftentimes fall into manipulating the circumstance to turn out the way we want it to.
Well, and to respond to a couple of key words, since I always listen to what it's saying, is denial is saying no to courage. So when we live in denial, we are saying no to courage. That's kind of like, you know, the monkeys: hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. And then to reflect on your word manipulation, if you fast forward to from this the source wheel diagram of these 12 behaviors of courage that I have mentioned several of them, and do kind of like in the olden days, back, I like to say, in the Cro-Magnon days, since my degree is around social anthropology, we had something called an overhead projector, and we would put a transparency on that. So if you picture a transparency called the source wheel diagram, and then lay it over with additional up to 15, 17 years of research with another transparency that illuminates and expands those, there are 12 courage actions with 12 obstacles. And one of the obstacles is manipulation. And so if you think about manipulation, generally it'll be in our speaking that we'll be trying to manipulate a situation to benefit ourselves.
Absolutely,
and that's
because we can. Yeah, go ahead.
And that is, you know, a lack of courage to really be able to stand up in your own true self. And it's so another example of some courage obstacles would be what we mentioned also: denial, intimidation, self-neglect, or having self-doubt. So this expands, the courage will expand this whole overlay, if you picture back in the Cro-Magnon days, these two transparencies, now we have PowerPoint, then you're getting into the more expanded understanding of over 20 years of research.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And, you know, I just, in my book, again, I'm putting a plug out there for your book. Listeners, get a hold of this courage book, because she does have this courage wheel. The source wheel, behaviors of courage, and it's on page 72. So I'm there right now, Sandra, because I remembered seeing that as I was reading your book and looking at this courage wheel right now and thinking about what you were just sharing. You know, in our world and in our town, our towns and communities and in our culture, we're seeing a lot of tumultuous things bubbling up, right? Everything from disease to wars and rumors and all kinds of things. And you know, you have on your wheel confronting abuse, conquering fear, embracing faith. You know, those are day-to-day choices that I'm seeing on this wheel. These are behaviors that we can choose to embrace or to kick to the curb, as I like to call it. And so when I'm looking at this and thinking about all this great research that you have shared with us, and then I'm remembering back just a few minutes ago when you shared, Sandra, that 89% of the women that you interviewed admitted to not feeling courageous?
No.
Or
there
having
was only,
is that what it was?
No, only 11% of women perceived themselves as courageous. And then I
there
spent 2.5 years of interviewing that women, which then yielded this first first book for women. So it's really the foundation for women. My second book, The Courage Difference at Work, A Success Guide for Women, is then how women take courage to work. And then the third book is non-gender, called Face It, 12 Courageous Actions That Bring Success at Work and Beyond. So the journey, and if you fast forward, if we stay focused on women, that 11% that first few years, and fast forward to now, I don't think that 11% has increased. We hear so many other words, such as how to be, you know, bossy, or how to be brazen, but we just somehow are very stuck in not being able to embrace this word. But yet, when I've been out in business meetings, periodically I will hear men say, well, she was really courageous, blah, blah, blah. Or they'll say, my wife is courageous. And I'll say to them, you know, I'd like for you in a natural conversation just to ask your wife, hey, honey, do you have courage? And get back to me. And when they do, she never says, well, yes, which is the single most powerful word in the world, yes, or absolutely. It's generally a hem-hawing, well, I'm sure there's been times that I have, but it's just a really big word. So the first thing to start to do is to start using the word.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be something I was going to ask you about, because, man, we're coming to a close here, and I'm all about providing a tremendous value to our listeners on the radio program. And, you know, with that 11% not perceiving themselves as courageous, and that's what I meant when I said that 89% don't perceive them.
Oh.
If only 11 do, then 89% of us are walking around. That's kind of sad, really, because we are uniquely created beings, and God has gifted each and every one of us with a degree of courage. It is a virtue that he desires in each of us. You know, I think back to one of my favorite scriptures. I don't have the address for it, but, you know, be bold and courageous. Do not fear is mentioned, I don't know how many different times in the Bible, in a lot of the literature that we read. We are told to be courageous and to stand in our courage. And, you know, when you talked about using the word as being a great step to start implementing this and walking in our true selves and really honoring our hearts and our core, what other steps do you have for men and women alike? Because we've got listeners, you know, of both genders here on my radio program and in the network. And so what other steps can you give us to really help us authentically, consciously, and with a pure genuineness, walk into courage and start exercising that muscle?
Well, you know, the first thing to do is just start using the word and be able to take that source wheel diagram and distinguish a language for yourself. And there's an article on my website about it that you can say that this is where I, to self-reflect, this is where I need the courage to manifest a vision. This is where I need the courage to speak up. This is where I need the courage to take a risk. This is where I need to have the courage to stand in my convictions and walk away, that this is not healthy for me. The other thing is to begin to start reflecting more and be a keen observer of yourself to see how often you swallow your voice, how frequently you might sell your soul by caving into doing something, even if it's like going to a restaurant. I mean, this may sound silly, but going to a restaurant that you don't really want to go to, as compared to speaking up and saying, you know, I'd love Mexican food some other time, but I really have a hankering for Chinese. Would you be receptive to that this time? So it's in speaking, it's in becoming more of a keen observer about how you're walking your yellow brick road and whether or not you're in your true self. And when people email me from around the world about it, it's always because it's taken them so many years. They've been stuck in the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and before you know it, 5 years of their life or 10 years of their life have gone by, and they finally take action. And I always wonder why. Why do we need 4 and 5 red flags? When you really live at a higher integral level of courage consciousness, you see that red flag and you make a choice in that red flag right then. Not a justification that I need to see, well, maybe they were in a bad mood. Well, maybe my timing wasn't right. Well, maybe this. It's the first red flag, because that is generally always the truth.
Mm. We tolerate so much, don't we, Sandra? And we justify so many behaviors that help us to deny courage and provide that red flag. And so what other red flags are there? Because I am very intrigued to learn more from you.
Well, I mean, some other red flags would be, as I mentioned before, living in denial,
mm-hmm.
of not having a conversation that we've been putting off, not being willing to make a change in our life that we know has been needed. I mean, there's just so many examples. A lot of it has been, you know, what is your level of happiness? Also, I ask your listeners, what would you do right now if you had unlimited courage?
Mm. Mm.
And there's always something that we know in our heart, in our true self, that we're not doing. Because more than likely, one of the courage killers, and there are 8 courage killers, for example, complacency, conformity, complaining are 3 examples.
Mm.
Generally, we're more stuck in complaining and, what you so beautifully said, in our justifications of our stories. Like I said earlier, like a bad version of Groundhog Day, we just keep doing the same thing over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
taking
do.
Some time
and
to reflect.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you have given us such tremendous value on this radio program today. And, you know, I'm thinking of your question. And this is, listeners, a question the Walk Your Talk coach is going to contemplate when we are done with our radio program. And I will let you know what I come up with. But that beautiful question that you challenged us with, Sandra, what would you do if you had unlimited courage? You know, imagine the possibilities right now. Imagine the possibilities and opportunities that would be available for us if we had unlimited courage. You know, I've often talked when I do my workshops or seminars about us losing our voices or swallowing, as you so appropriately put it, our voices. And that, you know, we've been given our stories and our voices for an incredibly beautiful purpose. And one of those is honoring ourselves. The other is bringing glory to God. And the other is being of service to other people. And when you were sharing that, I just thought, wow, how many of us need to be reminded of our courage, to be reminded of our value, to be reminded that we are uniquely created and we are just amazing. And not to hide that from the world. And, you know, not to be embarrassed of it. You know, I often tell my clients, go be brilliant today, because you are. And I just really, I love that you shared that. And, you know, being aware of these courage killers, being aware of the red flag that can come into our world. And, you know, another thing that I appreciated about your website, you're so beautiful and gifted with words, Sandra. And I know that you are also the innovator of the phrase stuck thinking. And, you know, that can really trip us up and be a courage killer, is remaining stuck in our thinking, because, you know, so many of us know that it all stems from our thoughts. You know, a lot of our stuck thinking or our stuckness, our fears and our insecurities start when our heads are spinning and we get stuck there, and our thoughts can absolutely hold us captive to so many virtues that we have yet to experience.
Well, that's so true, and I think one of the other hindrances to go back is that we make this very complicated. You know, unless it's a really scratch your head, you know, gosh, what does this mean? What is this? what is this diagram and this matrix, that we make it very, the ego will want to make it very, very difficult. And this is really, really heartfelt, simple. And I always think about what one of my favorite comedians, Lily Tomlin, when she said, "All my life, I've always wanted to be somebody. And I realize now I should have been more specific." And I believe with courage, you can be more specific so that when your time comes to pass on, you will not be filled with regrets.
Love that. You know, that tags into so much of the work that both of us do, you know, and my passion of helping people to walk their talk, to really start living today your legacy. It's so incredibly important. And as a side note, I love Lily Tomlin too. I used to watch her as Edith Ann in that big old chair.
Yes.
And there's so many things, Sandra, that I love about the synchronicities between our lives. And I so look forward to having you on my radio show again as we explore more of these virtues, go deeper into the heart of courage. And please, I cannot believe we are at the top of the hour, and I am just, I'm a little bit grieving right now that our time live is together, but I look forward to taking our conversation off air today and really just continuing to learn from you, Sandra, and to be encouraged by your life and your story, your courage, and your ability to communicate it in such a way that it provides a tremendous hunger and thirst for each one of us. So thank you, my friend, for sharing your wisdom, knowledge, all of your research, your books, and your heart with us here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne.
Thank you. Just make courage your daily legacy.
Love that. And please share again, Sandra, if our listeners would like to know more about you or reach out and chat with you further, how can they get a hold of you?
The best way is to go to my website, Sandra Walston, WALSTON.com. You can sign up for my free monthly Courage newsletter on that. You can also send me an email for questions. I offer a free 30-minute coaching session to see if I would be the right coach. And there's just a bevy of other information on my website, like I mentioned before, articles or other postings, blog postings. So for someone who's willing to take the time in their life to claim their courage, there's loads of resources there.
Thank you, Sandra. And thank you, listeners, for joining us here on this beautiful October afternoon here. And again, I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach with Legacy Now Lived, and you can find me at thewalkyourtalkcoach.com. You can also email me at thewalkyourtalkcoach@gmail.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn and Twitter, on Facebook, and I would love to connect with you and hear more of your story and also help you walk into the legacy that you were created to live. And so, again, my heartfelt thanks for joining us here today. I look forward to being with you again in a couple of weeks on Walk Your Talk with Leanne, and also next week on the 6th of October on the Life Coach Chat channel. Until then, I encourage you to be well, to walk your talk, and like Sandra said, let courage be your legacy. And thank you so much for joining us here today. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, listeners. It's always a privilege. Do not take your tuning in lightly. And, you know, really, truly, I want to throw this out there. If you know someone who is walking their talk, if you know someone who is courageously walking into their legacy every day, please have them reach out to me. I am always looking for radio guests and folks that I would enjoy connection with to learn more about you and how it is you are living your legacy. So feel free to do that as well. Again, Sandra, my heartfelt thanks to you. I look forward to the next time we are together.
Many blessings to you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And listeners, be well, God bless, and outlive your life. Until next time.